Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Just so glad that you're with me again today, and I pray through these studies you are learning and growing in your walk with Jesus Christ. I can guarantee you this, as you grow in your faith in God, when you go through difficulties and trials, you're going to be relying upon the verses that you've studied. You've planted them into your heart. And even as the scripture says, that the word of God is a lamp unto your feet. It's a light unto your path. And that's my desire as I share these podcasts. I just want you to grow in the word of God. Pray that you'd share it with others. This is the idea. Let's grow in the word of God together. And it's just such a joy to do so. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our study today. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for your word. We don't want to just take it for granted, Lord. We want to take advantage of this tool that you put before us so that we could know who you are. Lord, we could be guided into all truth by your Holy Spirit. We could experience what Jesus did and said on the earth and the way that he lived so that we can imitate that and be pleasing to you. We ask you to bless our time together today, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Life Equals Christ, or To Live Equals Christ, and To Die Equals Gain. It's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21. Paul the Apostle told the church in Philippi that he knew of those who were preaching the gospel with varying motives while he was in prison. Some were preaching with good motives, some were not. However, Paul rejoiced in the fact that the gospel of Jesus Christ was being preached no matter what the motive was behind it, and he hoped that this preaching might lead to his own salvation, both in eternal pursuits and physically. Paul knew that he might live or die because of the good news of Jesus Christ. And in chapter 1 and verse 21 of his letter to the Philippians, he declared the value in either way, where we read, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." The verse begins, "For to me to live is Christ." Paul begins this verse with the word "for," which means because, or on account of, or in conclusion, and he addresses the possibility of his living first. He declared, "To live is Christ." While Paul had breath in his body, his most valuable asset in life was his relationship with Jesus Christ. The very essence of his living was all about Jesus, and there was nothing in life that could compare to it. The verse goes on to say, "And to die is gain." In addition to declaring that if he lived, he would continue his wonderful relationship with Christ, Paul stated that should his life be taken from him, to die is gain. Although there was great value associated to living, Paul knew that if he died, he would go to heaven where Jesus is, and there he would reside with him forever. Though living on earth was outstanding for Paul, to die and be with Jesus was superior. What about us? When we examine ourselves, would we be able to declare to live is Christ? Or would it be something that competes with our relationship with Jesus? Some might say, "For me to live is having a fun weekend, or getting a new car, or escaping to some vacation spot." However, for Paul the Apostle, he surmised, "To live is Christ." Are we also able to declare to die is gain? Is our life so involved with Jesus that we know no matter what pleasurable events, places, people, or times come into our lives, it will pale in comparison to dying and going to be with him? Paul saw the advantage of both living and dying. And either way, he knew that Jesus Christ would be with him. As we ponder Paul's words, may the Lord help us to be able to echo the same words and sentiments as we continue to live. And may all who know us determine there is nothing more important in our lives than Jesus Christ and his saving gospel of grace. Next time, Paul writes of his struggle between two choices. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.